Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 7/8/2022. Oh, yes. You know? And it's... You know, this world is starting to remind me of the late 60s and, you know, mid-60s through the 70s. It's just going wild weasel. And I've been telling you for a long time, now it's starting to come through. One of my good friends from the old Cohasset Road area, so I'll just leave it at that, said, you know, Hawk, if people don't understand we're in the end times and they just don't read the Bible, that's flat out the truth. And I agree. I agree with you out there. And oh, I'll tell you what, New York is doing an indoor mask advisory. Indoor mask advisory, and you know what? There are some COVID cases starting to pop up again. But the boosters aren't effective at all. If the more people have the shots and stuff, it seems like the more they get it. But on that subject of the COVID, let me just say, we need to pray tonight. Lord Jesus and all of you out there, Lord Jesus, will you go right now to Deb? Deb has got severe COVID and is in Washington State. She's in the greater Seattle area. And Lord Jesus, will you go to Deb right now? Will you go to her? Will you touch her and let her know that it's you, Lord? Let her know that it's you. Put the energy into her body. Bring her out and remove the COVID from her system. Remove the COVID, Lord Jesus, and restore her back to health. Lord Jesus, one more time. This is Deb. She's got severe COVID, breathing issues, all kind of stuff. Lord, will you provide her with a medical miracle? Remove the COVID and restore her back to health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And Lord, there's another person too, Lord. And you know who this person is. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will work with them with regard to cancer in their body. And Lord Jesus, you know, I prayed to you privately about this. Lord Jesus, will you go to the person with cancer in their body? I pray that you will touch them and they know you, Lord Jesus. When you touch them, they will know it's you. And Lord Jesus, will you remove the cancer from their body and will you restore them back to full health? In your name, I pray. And one little, thing. Doc Jack, you know where you at? I cannot email you. Every time I email you, except for once in the last month, or try to return one of your emails, I get the mailer daemon. And I've been using that same address for you. It's the same one. And something is blocking me from emailing me. So don't you take it personally. And that's all there is to that. Now, maybe you should, if you're out there and you're playing around on the Twitter, going back and forth, that maybe you should just do what Elon Musk is doing and say, heck with it. Twitter is full of fakes, spam, and fraud, and what have you. He's pulling out of the deal. Pulling out of the deal. And I'll tell you what. And then when I said this is like the 60s and the 70s, here you got Prime Minister Abe of Japan, ex-Prime Minister. He's speaking publicly in terms of, for a candidate for election. And I looked at his security, when I saw the videos of all the stuff that this guy's shooting him. But he's been assassinated with a homemade shotgun, okay? A homemade shotgun. Two barrels, all right? Somebody homemade the shotgun, all right? That's very interesting scenario. But I'm going to tell you what. I also see that his security wasn't very good because the guy had it down his pants of like, you know, and you can see the shotgun length, you know, and that's where he had it. And then nobody was close enough behind Abe. They were in front of Abe, but they were the guy that was farther away from him in the back or to the side. He was on like a traffic island or something. I saw this guy pull the gun out in the video and he's stalking, get right up behind Abe. And, to me, when I looked at it, the security man that was working behind Abe turned over and looked at him, and then the guy shot twice. And the security man didn't do jack doodly. So I got to thinking, you know, this reminds me of JFK to a certain degree. Because there were people that were there that were obviously not paying attention. And the ones that were, and if there had been a driver that should have been, because I know somebody that's uncle used to, would have been the driver at that point in time, or cousin, I forget what, I think maybe cousin, would have been JFK's driver, that he got, mysteriously got a cold all of a sudden. Not a fake cold, he really had one. But it came out of nowhere in that time of year, which is not necessarily the time of year, although November, but he got a cold and was sick and was out, and they had to replace that driver. And that's that driver that keeps looking behind to see what's going on and slows down instead of speeding up in the midst of traffic after the gunshots ring out. And all of the stuff, all of the things. They did him. They did Abe. But Abe was possibly going to come back in and be a new prime minister and maybe run again. He was the youngest one ever elected. And he left because he had ulcers and stuff, but he won 6 elections. So now, it's just incredible in terms of what's going on in the world. It's Ordo Ab Caio. It's every day something new. Biden attacking the Supreme Court. And saying it ain't constitutional what they did. But it was constitutional because it's not guaranteed. Killing babies is not guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution. If the states want to do it, or if Congress wants to pass the law, then maybe it could be constitutional or legal. But it isn't. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I just have a lot on my mind these days because I'm looking and stepping back and thinking about when is this stuff going to come down? Well, we have some of the telltale possibilities. We have some of the telltale possibilities I told you last night about, and many of you heard already before, but you see, I'm batting cleanup for the week. The August 15th to 30th drills of Russia, China, Iran, and Venezuela off the coast of South America, you know, hosted by Venezuela, but this is going to go on up because the Russians also have the base, the naval base in Cuba. And then the Red Chinese have deals, trade deals, all up and down the line in South America. There already were missiles, Russian missiles, in Venezuela. They have them on their guided missile cruisers and in their subs in the Havana Harbor and that kind of stuff there in the base in Cuba, which is, just so you remember, only 90 miles off the coast of Florida, you know. But if they shoot the hypersonics, which are in all of their grades, they have hypersonic stuff, or they have stuff that's real, real super fast in all of the different sizes of their missiles, from what they would shoot out of their submarines to their guided missile destroyers. Their ICBMs, which would be a mobile launch for the Russians. And no telling what they put into Venezuela, you know, because they sold so much hardware to Chavez. And since Biden, I guess, got mad at them and hung up the phone when they wouldn't do the oil deal, when we're sitting on oil still in the Bakken in Pennsylvania and, you know, of course, you can't drill in upstate New York or frack up there. We got so much offshore and in the Anwar and that's been canceled out up in Alaska? You remember when Lindsey Graham, the Pastor Lindsey Graham, or Pastor, not Lindsey Graham, Pastor Lindsey, told us about how he had been the pastor to the big oil companies, you know, the chaplain during the day of the Alaskan pipeline, you know, drilling and all the original stuff, and how there was the one island off the coast there that was so heavy with oil that they had more oil than in Saudi Arabia did back then. And that's off limits. Now I understand the Russians, they've got a new big Arctic oil field. Well, why are they allowed to do the Arctic oil field? They went out there, and this has been 15 years ago. They did all the things. They dropped their little trinkets that said property of Russia or whatever, and they mapped the boundaries of certain things and made a claim to the Arctic Ocean floor. When it used to be the Nautilus was the first one to go under the polar ice cap. And now we can't even apparently without sabotage or the Chinese chips being jerked with somebody's, you know, wiggle machine on the PlayStation 2. We can't do a, you know, seemingly do a missile. We can't do anything quickly. We can't build ships. We can't build aircraft that are good, all right? The F-35s have already been, to a sense, turned off, and they're missing their targets. When I believe it was over in Israel, they tried to put them up and then try to hit some targets with them. Couldn't do it. Why? Because the Russians and the Iranians have the electronic warfare stuff. The Iranians came on to some stuff. The Russians came in to help them. And then after that, if you recall, the ship in the Black Sea, remember? The USS Donald Cook? When one, it was either a Sukhoi or MiG, flew over, the USS Donald Cook was an Arleigh-class destroyer, you know, with the Aegis and all the stuff and the fire controls and up, the highest dog in the, on the block. When the Sukhoi or the MiG flipped one switch, and then all the lights went out on the Donald Cook and the engines and everything, they had to get emergency power up and limp out of there. And then we've seen that time and time again, the messing with the control rooms and the navigation and the targeting and stuff of even U.S. vessels in different places. Remember the McCain and all the different ones that were run into by the container ships, or they changed course in the middle of the night, they weren't where they're supposed to be, or what have you, and that the attacks and stuff always seem to, they get rammed right in the crew, where the crew slept for the SIGINT and for the fire control and weapons control. They knew right where they slept, because that's where they would always hit these ships. So we've had all kind of stuff with the electronic warfare. And I see no, you know, long about 15 years ago, or 10 years, let's just say 10 years ago, you would think that the United States, the Pentagon, which has trillions of dollars that they've spent over the years, you would think that even with, during Trump's deal, he tried to do it, was to bring production back into the United States, bring factories in. But you would have thought that somebody would have said, okay, we're going to finance the chip business, but you're going to be in business only with us, and they're going to be certified, good, quality, red, blood, and white, and red, white, and blue American chips. And we're not going to use all the Chinese stuff and all the stuff, you know, and even the Japanese chips come from China. And then, you know, some of those go to Indonesia, and we buy them from Indonesia or Malaysia. But then those really are being made in China or wherever they're making them. But it's tied to the Chinese. And then once again, I'm going to mention it, because you got Ray Ray Phibby. I guess when he goes away, he leaves Malibu Bodie Bowditch in charge back here in the States. So Malibu Bodie can go and have his guys take down Christian churches. Take down churches at automatic weapon point. All right? And he's over there talking to MI5 because it's 80 years since the FBI put a field office in London. London Calling, you see. And oh boy, he's so good over there, but he's talking to the, in a shot from a camera, he's talking to either the MI5 guy walking down a hall, or he's talking to the reporter, or what have you. And he's got tells. He's twiddling his hands and wringing his fingers and hands and then holding on to him, pinching him so he, you know, he doesn't, you know, let something go that he shouldn't let go. And he keep, you know, he's got tells and he looks down at his feet and he looks around. And I blink like you wouldn't believe. Now, FBI agents, I know you're trained in those things. When your director has got eye blink like a perp on, you know, Saturday night with a $2 gun, okay? What are you supposed to think? Well, you don't think, because you just take the orders now, I guess, as the secret police for Joe Beijing, all right? Red China Joe. And he's telling about the dangers of the Chinese and the dangers of the Russian intel and the Iranian intel. Well, no kidding. But when you have a president and a president's son receiving so much money from the red Chinese, why don't you investigate them? Oh, because you work for them. So then you are the secret police. And then Ray Ray is trying to say, oh, well, we've heard about all these things about how Christian and, pregnancy centers and all these pro-life present, you know, centers for pregnancy are being attacked. And that's not the American way of protest. And, oh, it was just all so wonderful and smiley. Yet he still has the tells and he blinks and looks down to his right and over to his left and up and down and the all around. So, they're coming for you. There's an article on Drudge, I think, how the FBI wiretapped the world. And if you recall, when Trump got wiretapped, you remember I read to you an account of just exactly how they did it in great detail, okay? And I guess criminal organizations around the world were buying a special phone called Anom. Pitch was that it was completely anonymous and secure and a way for criminals to do business. Authorities watching over shoulder. Turned out the whole thing was an elaborate honeypot. The FBI and law enforcement agents who were out were listening in. Ladies and gentlemen, they listen in to everything. The No Such, the National Security Agency, the NSA, or the necrophiliac Shiite farces, okay? They listen to everything. But they listen to everything. And rather like William Binney, who was their top guy in computers and developing programs and stuff to find terrorists, actual terrorists and criminals and stuff, William Binney developed a system, but instead they made it cost 200 times more and then applied it to every single person in the world rather than what his program was to find the real terrorists, the real criminals, the real people who are going to do terrorist acts and that kind of stuff. But instead they took it and expanded it. Now they can't see the forest for the trees. Well, actually they can't see a tree because they're looking at the entire forest in the Pacific Northwest, let's say, or in Siberia, let's say, and they can't see the one tree. And man, I tell you, with this kid up there in the Highland Park, this Cremo kid, the goofball, the MK Ultra allegedly suspect, MK Ultra, I guess cops were told by him previously in past years that he was a depressed drug user. Okay? So while you got all that going on, oh yeah, it's just wonderful, you know. Just wonderful. And then you got a Supreme Court justice. You got a Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh being protested inside the steakhouse. And he has to leave by the back door? I thought that the marshals were protecting these people. But the marshals are out taking out people in all the countries, all across the country, by the criminals and all of that. And that's all real good. But even when you arrest them again, it means that the Soros paid people are going to let them out. But you got a Supreme Court justice, and you got a president's, communications officer, the lesbian queen. Sorry to say. Referring, we don't discuss those things, you know, bop, 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 you know. That's her new little trick. Well, that has nothing to do with us. We didn't do anything with that, you see. It's just, like, ridiculous. But this kid up there, that crimo kid, he tells the cops that, and then they've been over to his house a whole bunch of times. But I will say this. They still haven't told us. Ray Ray and his crew haven't told us who did Vegas. Oh, they brought the one guy up, but that really wasn't the whole story now, was it? How did this kid shoot at a near automatic weapons rate of fire? Did you hear the videotapes of him? Did you see the videotapes of the Highland Park deal? It's like pop, 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 pop. Okay? And he's hitting people. It's not like he's just spraying. I mean, he's hitting people, all right? Who taught him to use the gun that quick? It wasn't pop, 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 pop. It wasn't like that. It's pop, 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 pop. Well, I just wonder if he was sitting up there with his lady's clothes on, laying across the way, and popping his head up when there was really somebody else up there who was really good on the trigger finger. But that's an MK Ultra. Mind control assassination. And then you got this Abe thing. I think his security should have been a little tighter and reacted a little quicker. You know? Oh, they caught the guy running away, but that was a no-brainer. They should have been up closer behind him, protecting him. Instead, they were out 15, 20 feet away. And they weren't watching. I don't know exactly when we're going to have it, but, you know, this 12th, you know, or 15th through the 30th in August, and I saw Brett Baer interview Kissinger. Right before I came on tonight. And Brett Baer was off on his, not on the main show, but he went somewhere else, and then he was interviewing Kissinger somewhere else who was at another station. And Kissinger never looked once at the camera. It's like his neck is hung down and his chin is stapled to his chest, but he still had that Kissinger voice, you know. And Baer, of course, is captive. And I understand why. He has to follow the New World Order route to a certain degree. For those you don't, his son requires surgery for heart problems or for major medical problems. Usually requires a major surgery every year. So I understand being tied to something, and that is protect his son, what he probably has to go do. But Kissinger, he asked him, well, when do you see this thing sorting out? Because Kissinger said a lot of stuff that was just common knowledge about what's going on in the Ukraine and with Russia and everything. But he says if Russia is stymied, then watch out, because that might create an escalation, you see. No kidding, Heinz. But the deal is, for the old Mr. New World Order, worked for the Rockefellers, Henry Kissinger, when asked, when do you think, by Brett Baer, when do you think this is going to kind of sort out or come to a head? And he said, I think Kissinger's talked like this. He says, I believe you'll see this sort out by probably August or middle of August or something like that. Well, there's a possible tip for you. If there's any kind of a tip or hint of a possibility, don't say Hawk says guaranteed that the Russians are going to do this, that, and the other. I told you last night we heard somebody had heard from the backside, intel-wise, that the deals where Biden got into it with the Iranians, they wouldn't give him any oil, and then he threatened them that, well, we're going to invade you with Israel and, you know, take your country out. And then the deal with Venezuela where they say, well, we can't give you the answer yet because, you know, part of our oil business, we have certain percentages owned by the Russians. We have to ask permission of them. Because the Russians are carrying Venezuela to a great degree. And then their oil is being sold to China. Venezuelan oil is going to China at big money. Biden is selling our emergency oil, mid-level sour crudes, which are good crudes that were stored in the old Hackberry salt dome down in there and other places, but in the Hackberry primarily, in Louisiana. Salt dome, they poured the oil into the cavern and stored it in there. Okay, so anyway, selling that at market price, and a lot of that's going to China. Some going to the Netherlands. The Netherlands has oil. They have, you know, oil off of Holland, you know. They have North Sea oil out there that's very close. But you've got to pay. Or, of course, your gas has gone down a nickel, right? Oh, boy, yeah. But that's more because probably Red China Joe is using his crew to threaten the oil companies with all kind of trouble tax-wise or this, that, or the otherwise, or personal blackmail issues, which then brings you back to, you know, Ray Bibby. And Putin is not playing around. He's telling everybody straight out, you mess with us a little bit more, that's it. But anyway, if Putin helped organize China, Iran, and then the Venezuela to host it, and then guarantee Venezuela that they would, everybody would pay for their food and their lodging, so to speak, and all of the expenses of the deal, and then get to sell oil to China and all kind of stuff too, to the BRICS, you know, put it out there with them, and possibly eventually join in, you know, benefits from supporting them in these currency, you know, deals that the BRICS are starting to creep up and make their own currency based upon Brazil, India, Russia, you know, China, South Africa, to create their own New World Order. And then as well as Kavanaugh being chased, there's a guy arrested for threatening to kill Ted Cruz. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a dangerous time. Very dangerous time, and I'm going to tell you. Lord Jesus told you about it. You can go read Matthew 24, Luke 21. You can read the Revelations. And you can read Ezekiel 38, 39, the Gog-Magog War. Which, you know, I was reading in Brother Quayle's book, Giants, it's the first Giants book that he did. And I don't know if it's in the second one, but in the first Giants books that he did, it's on page 441. He's talking about Gomer, which is in Ezekiel 38, which I can read to you in a minute if you want. But these are from ancient Jewish historian named Joseph Goranidis, who said that somewhat concerning the origin of nations many years ago, the sons of Gomer are the Franks that dwell towards the Seine in France. It is very manifested by the sons of Gomer. He means the Gauls, whom he calls Franks or French, dwelling near the Seine, in order to distinguish them from the Franks in Germany. But he goes on to say other famous ancient geographers such as Ptolemy, Pliny, Pomponius Mela, Dionysius of Alexandria, that they learned that after the fall of Tower of Babel, Gomer's people settled in Bactinana and Margiana, lands to the southeast of the Caspian Sea. Oh, isn't that interesting? He noted the divide of the Gomerians into two clans, those called the Chomerians. He placed in Bactriana, pretty near the Oxus, but some old maps of Bactriana and Perzon called to confirm this, for when he found a city called Chomera, the capital of these people. But basically, Gomer is France and Germany, okay? The Franks, all right? And Brother Quayle said that years ago on air, and people, oh boy, boy, boy. That was back about 2004 when Steve was doing that. And for any of you who, you know, don't want me to bring up things that Steve Quayle said 20 years ago or 30 years ago, that's the heck with you, you know. Because I'll tell you, it's important to know that Steve has been right. Steve brought me on in 2004 to do one night of his shows after I did a guest thing on there. And the first thing we talked about back in 2004 was Ezekiel 38, okay, 39, and the Gog-Magog War. And I'm the one who brought it up. And Steve said, Hawk, why don't you go around the world? You kind of see what's getting ready to happen. And we always are talking about it, you know. Why don't you take it and then go around the world and tell me what's going to go down? Well, we went down around the world and we talked, and Steve and I talked about every single hotspot, okay? Every single hotspot, you know? And it's basically going down like we said it was back then. So here we go. And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, G-O-G, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. And I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth. And all that army, horses, horsemen, and all of them, clothed with all sorts of armor. Think of it in a modern context. Even a great company with bucklers, that would be, and shields, all of them handling swords. You know, if you think of an armored vehicle with a cannon on the front of it, that could be a sword, couldn't it? Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia, Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, and the house of Togarma of the north quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days, then, shalt be visited in the latter years. The latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations that they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Now here's the interesting part, and it ties in with the August the 15th, where we discussed the possibility of being Biden after getting off the phone and hanging up on the Venezuelans and then allegedly informing the Pentagram to be prepared for special operations work in South America or Latin America in August, from mid to late August. And then after that, the announcement by Venezuela, Putin, the Chinese, the Iranians, that they're all going to be doing major war drills off the coast in Venezuela and off the coast of Venezuela and on up into the Caribbean, okay? Naval, all kind of stuff, Air Force, Marines, that kind of stuff, you know, landings, you know, fighting, the whole bit, complete war drills. But then allegedly Putin was overheard saying, don't tell your rank and file this, your soldiers, but tell them, don't tell them any of it, but understand that if any one thing happens, we are going to launch, or all of us will launch directly on the United States and take out the United States, okay? And essentially probably London, although they just got rid of the Prime Minister of Great Britain, didn't they? They just got rid of who could have possibly been maybe the next Prime Minister or would influence the next Prime Minister in Japan. Did that by the, the Oswald method. Well, wasn't Oswald's picture like a blow up of a newspaper, Dallas newspaper or something, showing Oswald on the front? Wasn't that in the Crimo kid's bedroom? Wasn't the Crimo kid seen wearing the FBI hat? Oh yeah, you could go buy one of those. But it's just kind of interesting. He's giving you a tip. And probably after he's gone to the shrink somewhere for depression or something, he's all of a sudden wearing an FBI hat on air, you know, on online. MK Ultra on these kind of things. But let's go back to the timing. Verse 10, Ezekiel 38. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also, he's just told you all about Meshach and Tubal and Ethiopia and Gomer and all, they're going to come against Israel, right? Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, meaning something additional to what he's just told you about Israel, that at the same time, hear me, at the same time, shall things come into thy mind, he's talking about Gog of Magog's mind, G-O-G, M-A-G-O-G, Gog of Magog, shall things come into thy mind that thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. And I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited. Well, the great plains and the, you know, the Southwest and the, you know, all of that. Basically, if you just look and take a look at the wheat producing regions and the cattle producing regions in the United States, and you go from the Canadian border from Alberta, Saskatchewan, you go on down the Dakotas and, you know, and on down the list, and you see all kind of cattle, Kansas, Nebraska, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas. You see, that's where all the cattle, and where from there on up, the wheat. Now, they've been nailing the wheat crops in North Dakota, or in South Dakota, and now in North Dakota and Minnesota and different places, Wyoming, with the hail and the big weather. The harvest of wheat, which they're not talking too much about, was not all that great in terms of what's been happening, and they're finishing up in most of Kansas, and now they're getting ready, would be moving, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, etc. Montana, you know, all the different areas. Thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited. and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Brother Quayle and I talked 18 years ago about how that was most likely was America and the center part of America where the cattle and where the wheat and stuff is raised, you see. And that in the vast Great Plains areas, you have some farm gates and ranch gates and all of that, but you don't have gates, giant gates that enclose each house and bars on the windows and all that kind of stuff. They were formerly desolate places. You crossed over to get to the coast, or you crossed over to be, went down the Santa Fe or the California or the Oregon Trail coming out of Independence, Missouri, and you then split off and went on your trail and the Conestoga wagons and all that. And eventually you got to Oregon or California or what have you. So we've got this thing on the 12th or the 15th. I keep saying the 12th. I don't know why that pops into my mind, because it's not been stated the 12th necessarily. But the August 12th kind of pops into my mind. Sign of Leo, right? Sign of the lion, right? Well, anyway, we may have a possibility, a high possibility and probability time when something may happen to the United States, because when you look at the Gog and Magog war, all right, and if there are going to be nuclear weapons involved, they don't want to light up the whole deal with all-out thermonuclear war. But what they could do is use the hypersonic, the real quick stuff, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, that kind of thing, not a half an hour, like an ICBM would be, which is no time at all either. But if they could sneak attack and snapshot out of the Caribbean and off the missiles out of the Venezuela and Cuba and off the military vessels and off the submarines, which are the Russian subs, which are in the Arctic, West Coast, the East Coast, and up in the Gulf Coast. They're sitting right up in there. And Ray Ray's sitting out there telling you, you know, stuff from London down. London calling, right? Calling to give you orders, aren't they, Ray Ray? Bank of England over there is going to give you orders, and the Queen and the Crown, right? So if the Russians, Gog and Magog, are going to come with all their bands, you see, to take a spoil and take a prey, it would be real interesting if you see that soften up the targets that may be in some warehouse, you know. They found just today or yesterday enough fentanyl in the pill form of fentanyl, that blue pill or whatever they got, the fentanyl, enough of it to kill 270 million Americans. That's how much of it is there. Maybe that might be important to soften up for invasion, or to bring thousands, thousands, and thousands that get caught, and then tie up all the Border Patrol and ICE and everybody with illegal aliens. Under the direction of Joe Beijing, Red China Joe. Comrade, Commissar Mayorkas, yes, Mayorkas. Lovely guy to work for, ain't it, DHS? Now he's got you going and hitting on every American citizen that used the First Amendment right somewhere. While your buddy Ray Ray Bibby stating how wonderful the FBI is, they always pay attention to the First Amendment rights, you know. Yeah, while they bust through your door at 4 a.m. in the morning, let me see your hands, let me see your hands. If you move, we're going to up and kill you, you know, with the MP5s. Who would want to cooperate with those people, you know? Who would want to cooperate with you, DHS? You were supposed to be there to protect against terrorism and all that. Instead, you just became another secret police in continuity of government. not continuity of the Constitution, or of the people, for the people, and by the people, or with the consent of the governed. No, just secret police crap. So instead, you should be watching Russia and China, and instead of giving lip service to it, maybe you should investigate Hunter Biden and all of his business dealings, which have already been out for 2 years, and laptop, which you've had for over 2 years, FBI and DHS and all you people in DOJ. You haven't done diddly squat about it, yet it proves that he has been getting big-time money trading on his Papa Joe Biden's deal. At the same time, allegedly, per his business partner, Bobulinski, and other evidence contained in the laptop, which is his laptop, which he admits it, Hunter. And then it's just public knowledge. They got $1.45 billion gone to Hunter from the Red Chinese Bank. And then at the same time, he's like partners with these top people in the one of the largest Chinese energy companies. And then who did Red China Joe just sell 1 million barrels of oil to? China! You got Russia doing this and Russia doing that. And yet Red China, they're saying, is the biggest threat, and that's true, but they're all going to have war games together, aren't they? Both of them have treaties with Iran, don't they? When I used to yell in 2004, United States, please get those 3-4 carrier groups out of the Persian Gulf, because back then my information was that Iran had 42 or more nuclear warheads, and they had 110 Super Sunburn missiles and 100 Exocet anti-ship missiles, which if you shot more than about 5 of them, the Aegis carrier or the Aegis cruisers and destroyers could not handle all of the targets and take them out. So I kept yelling and screaming that back then, that they're going to, in the Straits of Hormuz, they're going to dead duck the whole, you know, carrier groups and then block the oil to coming out and to cause a problem. Now we just have Red China Joe just decides to go after the oil and gas industry, of course, with the help of the Overall Order, Ordo MKO Luciferians. It's a crazy world. When the Pope can tell him he's a good Catholic and you know, and everything, and or Pelosi, and yet they back the killing of babies. So perhaps when I look at the Gog Magog war and all of that, you go into Revelations, you don't hear as much about what the eagle might be doing or something like that. Why? Because I think that they still hit some key military bases and cities in the United States. If you pop New York, Washington, D.C., if you hit Fort Bragg and you hit a few naval and Air Force bases, if you hit the Area 51 in Las Vegas and that, if you hit Fort Hood, the Louisiana to Texas oil and natural gas refining, if you hit San Diego, which then would carry on into Los Angeles, and you hit San Francisco, and maybe since you've got in Texas, you've got your Red Chinese general owning a ranch right next to one of the biggest air bases, and the general, he's the old Red Chinese general, he bought, what, 170,000 acres or something? I think it's something close to that. And he's got like a 10 or 12,000 foot landing strip on there. Well, who's that for? Oh, so he can bring in his Learjet, or so he can bring in his Piper Cub, or, you know. Oh, it's to land military aircraft into the interior of the United States in a new Red Dawn. Only just bring the airstrips further into Texas. Makes it easier, you see. But if they're going to do something, and it's alleged that there's been an overhear of the possibility of a first strike against the United States in mid-August to end of August by the war game Russian, Iranians, Chinese, and Venezuelans. And I think you could probably toss in little Kimmy and his Norks and with the two nukes overhead and his satellites over the United States. You could toss in a few other people, and then, Red China Joe is certainly on the side of the Red Chinese, because he's not on the side of America. He's the president of the United States, but he's not on the side of Americans. And 88% of the population in the United States thinks this country is being taken the wrong way, that we're going in the wrong direction. Is that Ray Ray Fibby? Is that consent of the governed? Commissar Mayorkas, is that consent of the governed? No, that is not. So what, I tell you what, you want to just have an all a Twitter bird, I would do what Tesla boy is doing, Elon Musk. Probably getting rid of Twitter. But I don't know. I can only say so much, and I can only tell you to prepare so many times. And many of you do. And I'm going to tell you one more time, if you're in California or if you're in any of the drought areas, if you're in any of the drought areas and there's extreme drought, mega drought, as Brother Quayle would call it, and if you've not seen Brother Quayle's DVD, you should call him up, 406-586-4840. And order it up. And while you're there, get some of the other books that Brother Quayle has. Angel Wars. Giants book. You want to see your kids get interested in it and then learn also about the Bible and history? Or Terminated. The End of Man is Here. Or Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters. Or Brother Quayle's Weather Wars. Or any of the great books he's got. One that, you know, is very current today is Empire Beneath the Ice. How the Nazis won World War II. And I've been looked last night, a lot of stuff of the Hanabu craft. And in that book that Steve's got, the Nazi won World War II, he shows you the Hanabu 1, the Hanabu 2, Hanabu 3, 4, the size of them, and the type of ray guns they had on them, the type of weapons they had on them, and the fact that, quite frankly, you can see, I've seen on other things, pictures of things on the moon, which shows a craft that looks very much like the Hanabu 3 or 4. And you start reading about the speeds, and then you still have today on TV. I was watching the other day, it was on like a science show or something. And these people, well, there's just rumors of Nazi crap. There's no evidence. My Lord, there's evidence. There's films. There are films. Look up Nazi UFOs, training films, or test flight films. You go into Bing or some search engine or wherever and look at it, and you'll find that there's all kind of video out there. Then now you'll find videos discredited, blah, 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 and discredited, and it ain't. These things were actually seen and have been seen. From the MMV that Brother Quayle knew and that I came to know some, because they protected both of us with Overwatch on behalf of the Lord. I thank the Lord Jesus for bringing them on our table to help us out and protect us. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend in Cohasset Road there in California is correct. People don't think we're close or getting near to the end times, or, you know, it's, you don't know the exact day or hour when it ends, or you don't know the exact day or hour when Lord Jesus comes back with his angels to jerk these tares and throw them into the fiery furnace. But you do know of the seasons, and we're in that season, ain't we? In that season. So if Kissinger says, this will all sort out in August, I believe, then he's talking the truth. And the time to hit the U.S. would be to hit the key bases, New York, hit the money and hit the government, hit some key military bases, all right? Bragg, Hood, you know, all the different ones. And there's a lot of good military bases, don't get me wrong. But I'm just talking about San Diego for the carrier groups. Washington State, you got the carriers up there. You know, I mean, it's just very interesting where you would hit. But you could hit a few key bases, Bragg being one of them. And Barksdale, where you have stuff. Maybe you hit Whiteman Air Force Base where the B-2s are at, or maybe you don't, because maybe the B-2s are in Guam or somewhere else at this point. And if that is the case, and you take out the power grid at the same time with an electromagnetic pulse weapon that can arrive in less than 5 minutes, you think you're going to get time to get home on the interstate when your car goes boom? And then all the cars around you go boom, and you hear boom, boom, and you hear the crashes because people crash into each other because they ain't got power steering or power brake. Don't go into their loose grip at night without a fight. People walk by. People walk by. And any help? RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. You can send me an email there. Anyway, Mandanga Rangers, I know you're ready, but MMB, the Lord will not strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Pop them for a change. Hit them with the weapons. Wrote it, track a little well. Lord Jesus loves you. You guys keep up with your studies. Burn it down. Fight, Lord. Fight, fight, fight. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare tonight.